Good morning. My name is Bob Beal, and since 1976, I've been a consultant, working with larger, fast-growing churches, some of them startup churches, nonprofit organizations, large and small, and for-profit companies, large and small, and occasionally a government agency. But the common denominator of those organizations, some 500 of them, have been that they had Christian leadership. Because my purpose in life is strengthening Christian leaders until the Lord returns, either personally or through our tapes or books or whatever. By the way, those are all available through our website, just bobbeal.com, or many of them are available on Focal, F-O-C-L, the website for the European Leadership Forum. The thing that I've found in spending approximately 50,000 hours behind the masks or the defense systems of leaders one-to-one when they say, instead of saying, I can do anything, when you get one-to-one, they say, help, I need help with this, you know, kind of thing, is that one of the things that's commonly needed is help in very practical tools. Tools that they can use not only today, but for the rest of their life. And the tools that I will teach you, the tool that I'd like to talk about today, the Leadership Star, can be used to sort of, in crass words, fire a loyal staff person in a Christian way. And that can be used by the president of your nation, largest church in your nation, smallest church in your nation, in your organization. It can be used any time that you have someone that's been with you for a long time, but it's time for them to go. How do you go about that? It's never easy, but what's the Christian way to approach it? That's what I'd like to talk to you about in this session. Right now, I'd like to have you make a list of everyone who reports to you, just their first name. Don't just sit and look at me. Make a list of all the people who report to you and put your name on the list as well. They can be paid or unpaid team members. Just make a list of everyone, their first name, of the people who report directly to you. Now what I'd like to have you do is give each of those people a 1 to 10 rating, where 10 is, that's the right person in the right place for long term. In my opinion, that's a 10. One is, I wish they were gone. I don't know how to get rid of them. Okay, give everyone a rating, and I'm going to give you 15 seconds to rate them 1 to 10, starting now, and include yourself in that rating process. How many were able to rate everyone on your staff in 15 seconds, including yourself? About everyone. It's shocking how fast you can rate the people that work for you. And you know why you can rate them that fast? Because your instincts already know who's doing the job and who is not. Your gut, your instincts know who's doing the right job or not. And as a leader, by the time you're in this room, you need to trust your own instincts. You need to trust your own decision, your own wisdom. And as I explain what each of those numbers mean, I don't think you'll want to change the numbers. Here's what they mean. Anyone you rated 0 to 5 is a red. I'll put that in red here. 0 to 5 is a red. What that means is, that person's responsibility should be redefined. In other words, maybe you're asking too much of them. And you say, no, Bob, I'm not asking too much of them. I've already thought about it. And what I'm asking of them is realistic. They're just not doing it. I said, then, if they don't need to be redefined, they need to be reassigned somewhere else in the organization where they can fit and they can prosper. You say, I've thought about it. There's no place else in the organization. Then they should be released from the organization as quickly as humanely possible. not the day before their daughter's wedding or the day before their son's graduation or the day before Christmas. Because I've had people say, I was fired the day before my daughter's wedding. I say, no, that's not even humane. Don't do it then. But you're looking for the right time. Now let me show you how you can know when it's the right time. When you've made the decision, it's time they need to go. As long as your instincts say this person will eventually make it, you need to keep building into them, giving them books, giving them tapes, teaching them, mentoring them, whatever you need to do to keep them growing into their potential. The nanosecond that you decide this is not the right person, they're not going to make it long term, you're just looking for the right time to tell them so. Now, if you rated the person 6 or 7, they are yellow. What 6 or 7 means is that you still don't know whether that's the right person, the right place, or not. You frankly, they may have been with you 5 years. You don't still know if they're the right person. So what you do with them is you write down the 3 measurable things you want them to do in the next 30 days. And then you write down the 3 measurable things you want them to do in the next 60 days and the 3 measurable things in the next 90 days. Put it on 1 sheet of paper. You hand it to them and say, for 60,000 euros, and according to what we agreed on when you came to work here, here is what I'd like you to get done in the next 90 days. You're going to expect 1 of 2 responses. Some people will say, oh, is that what you expect me to do? I thought that was Zingo's job. No, that's your job. Oh, well, no problem. I didn't understand that that was my responsibility. Oh, no problem. 30 days later, check. 60 days later, check. 90 days later, check. It's all done. There was just a misunderstanding in terms of what they were supposed to do. They turned bright green. The second response you can expect is, you expect me to do that? You say, well, for 60,000 euros a year, yes, this is what's expected of you. Well, I may as well quit now. Here is where you want to resist the temptation to become reassuring. Oh, I didn't mean to quit or anything. Don't get so upset, whatever. You say, you know, for 60,000 euros, this is what we expect of you. If this seems overwhelming, it would be wise that we start planning where else you might fit better. Now, if you rated 8, 9, or 10, that is green. Green means it's the right, in your mind, it's the right person, the right place for long term. But here we often ask the wrong question. We ask, how can we get our money's worth? How can we make sure we're getting our money's worth from this person? And if we pay them 60,000 euros a year, how are we getting at least 3 times that much, or $180,000 a year of value from that person? That's getting our money's worth from a staff person, team member. That's the wrong question. The wrong question should be, how do we maximize this unique person? To do that, you want to identify, of all the things they do well, what do they do best? And make sure that they're spending 60% or more of their time doing what they do best, not what they can do, but someone else could do as well or better. What I found is that when I ask executive team members making a lot of money, of all the things you do well, what do you do best? Including you. You need to ask yourself this. Of all the things I do well, what do I do best? And what percentage of my time am I actually doing that? The average response is less than 30% of my time. So if you can find a way to move it from 30% to 60% or 80% of their time, that's the way to maximize them. And when you maximize them, you may get 10 times what you pay them from them. Now, here's the interesting news. You will never go to the World Cup or the World Series or the National Finals with anything but an all-green team. If you got 3 green people on at a table and a red walks in, what happens? You're right. the conversation starts going like this. Or if you've got three people sitting discussing and there's one person that's a red there, what happens? The conversation never gets above here. Make a date with yourself by my birthday, by the middle of the year, by the end of the year, by some time. At some point, we will have an all-green team. How much problems do your current greens cause you in a year? I had someone yesterday say, none. They don't cause you problems. What percentage of your problems, your personnel issues, come from your reds and yellows? Well, imagine for a minute, what would it be like to have an all-green team? You want an all-green team. Now, let me show you how to deal with the reds and the yellows that turn red instead of green. You basically draw a star. It's what I call the leadership star. And you may not show them this written down on a piece of paper, but here are the words that are important. Care, honest, fair, strength, and stress. And what you want to say to them is, you know, by the way, before you have this conversation, you want to go to HR and find out what are the legal restrictions and the severance package. But then you have this conversation. I care far too much about you not to be honest with you. And in fairness to you and your future is not here. Now, if you knew, if someone in your organization told me, 6 months from now, you will not be in your position, when would you want to know that? Right now. Why? Because it would let you start planning other things and planning for the rest of your life. So you're really saying it's fair to them to let them know, if you know, as soon as humanely possible, not the day before their daughter gets married. And you want to have this conversation while you still care, because if you wait too long, you just want them gone. And you stop caring. Even Christians stop caring. Sometimes they just say, I just want them out of here. Get them out of here, kind of thing. So while you still really care for the person, you say, I care for you far too much not to be honest with you. And in fairness to you and your future is not here. Then, and I would suggest the night before, you make two lists. One is a list of the strengths they have and a list of the stresses that they experience and you watch them experiencing. And then find out, what do you feel is their number one strength and what do you feel is their number one stress? And then the conversation goes like this. I care far too much about you not to be honest, but in fairness to you and your future is not here. Now, last night as I was anticipating this conversation, I made a list of what I see to be your strengths. And you've got many, many strengths. And as a matter of fact, here is the list of strengths you have, and here is what I consider your number one strength. Unfortunately, in the position you're in, you're not able to maximize that strength. You're not able to use your strengths as much as I'd like to see you be able to use them. Or you're not using them at all. At the same time, in your current position, I see that this causes you enormous stress. And these are the stresses that I've watched you yell at people, get short with people, get red in the face for high blood pressure, just throw something. I've watched you be stressed out by these situations. I can't leave you in a position that puts that much stress on you. Now, someone asked the other day, what if it's a relative? What if it's a brother-in-law or sister-in-law or someone like that that's really, it's hard to deal with? I say, then you start the other way around. You say, you know, I've sensed that you're under a tremendous amount of stress and I can't leave you in that position. I'm not going to say to my own sister, I realized that he was under a lot of stress, but I thought his heart would hold out. I didn't think he would die of a heart attack. I can't leave you under this kind of stress. I care far too much about you. And you've got tremendous strengths, brother-in-law, but right here you're not using them. And so, in fairness to you, I'm going to be honest with you. I care far too much about you to leave you in a stressful position like this, where your strengths aren't being used. And I've talked to HR, and we're going to offer you this severance package. Now, 85% of your stress is one of two things: indecision or lack of control. When you cannot decide whether it's time to move someone in or out, whether it's time to release them or not, that causes tremendous stress on you. Anyone 0 to 5, it's time for them to go. Anyone 6, 7, it's time for you to decide whether they are a red or a green. In the next 90 days, you can turn them either red or green. And if they're red, it's time for them to go, giving you an all-green team by a certain date, because you want an all-green team. Think for a minute about what it would like to be like to work with an all-green team. Just people like the ones that are the right person for the right position that you've already got. I've talked with a lot of leaders who have finally made the hard decision, it's time to let a red go. I say, how does it feel? They say, I just wish I'd have done it 5 years ago. I put up with 5 years of stress dealing with things I didn't want to deal with, taking its toll on me when I should have done it 5 years ago. And like I say, set a date. Set a date in your mind. I am going to deal with these reds by this point. If you don't set a date, you'll keep putting it off. Set a date when you'll do it. And do you see that this tool is scalable? This is the way a president of your nation should deal with the person that isn't making it. President of any major corporate, it's the way you should deal with your reds. Now, let me ask you a question. If you were released, if you knew you were going to be fired, or if you knew you were going to be released from the company, for whatever reason, is this the way you would want to be released? Scripture is clear: do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. A couple of sessions ago, someone came up afterwards and said, I'm one of the guys that was not released this way. Keep teaching this. Because he said, I was told in 6 days, clear out your desk. Here's a severance. Know what my strengths were. No care about me. They didn't were honest with me as to why I was being let go. I didn't feel it was fair. It was like they didn't do it this way. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Use the leadership star to create an all-green team. Questions? The question is, do you keep a person just to be fair or something, to feel like they're treating fairly? Do you keep them 6 months just for some reason? Or does that contaminate the rest of the people? I say, as a leader, you want to anticipate, how will this person react to this? Will they contaminate or not? And I say, my perspective is, it's ideal if they can be in the office no longer than a week or two after you tell them. A week or two. And if you sense they're going to be contaminating, it's less than a week. Just the time to transfer what they're doing to someone else. The severance package may go for 6 months if that's your company's policy, or 3 months or 2 months. But you say, because of the situation, we would like you to leave in a week, have your desk, have things cleared out of your desk in a week, but because of your loyalty as a staff member, we're going to continue paying you for a month or 2 months. But that's going to give you some time, paid time, to look for another position. But you don't leave them in 90 days or 6 months if you feel they would be contaminating to someone. Can I adapt this to volunteers working in my church? Absolutely. But if you call them volunteers, If you call them volunteers, they'll say, you're firing me as a volunteer. But if you call them as a team member, it will make much more sense to them when you use this. But absolutely, if a person isn't doing it, you say, I care far too much about you not to be honest with you. In fairness to you, I think I'd like to release you from this responsibility because your strengths aren't being used here, and I sense it's putting stress on you. Now, occasionally a person will say, I don't feel any stress. I say, yes, but the people all around you are feeling stress because of you're doing this or this or this. And so I can't leave you in this position, unfortunately. Or, you know, and I want to free you to where you really, really fit. I had a guy one time, just a little side story. He was in the fourth grade, and he has this real loud, booming voice. Loud, booming voice, and he'd talk in this voice all the time. And the teacher came up behind him one day, put her hand right here, you know, where you can get their undivided attention. And in the fourth grade, she said, Steve, someday you'll probably be an evangelist, and you'll use that voice with great honor to God. But right now, you need to quiet your voice and shut up. You know? And he's an evangelist today, talking to thousands all the time. And it is a loud, booming voice, you know. But I'm saying sometimes you need to just tell them, right now, this is not what we need. The question is, my name should be on the list, but what if I find that I'm a yellow or red? If you're a red, ask, is there any place else I could serve in the organization? Are they expecting unreasonable requests of me? If you say, no, it's reasonable, there's nowhere else I can fit, it's time for you to find something else. If it's yellow, give yourself 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, three clear priorities. See if you can get them done. Have to whoever you report to, whether it's a board or someone else, say, is this what you want me to do in the next 90 days? If they say, this isn't even your responsibility, then say, well, what is my responsibility? And they say, but if they say, yep, that's what we want you to get done, if you can't get it done, don't want to get it done, are bored with getting it done, whatever, it's time for you to consider leaving.